Ramsgate Recorder Audio. Headphone Story.
Your Voice is Your Weapon, written by Juliet Lyons. For Peter Germain, words have always been a route out of a tight spot. Now the star of an award-winning documentary about his life, he talks about how rap has saved him, why writing lyrics is about instigating change, and the creative projects he and his childhood friend, Toby Homewood, are working on. Newington-born and based rapper Peter Germain is finding a new audience, having starred in a documentary telling the story of his life. Estate of Mind, directed by Drew Cox, won the award for Best Documentary Feature at the Ramsgate International Film and Television Festival this year. It makes for a difficult watch in parts and paints a raw picture of growing up in a home dynamic even the Osbournes couldn't compete with, says Peter. It's about living with emotional and physical trauma, thought-provoking talent, and wisdom in a society that sees you as a mere statistic. For Peter, it felt his life story gained recognition and credibility. I walk around with my shoulders a bit lighter. He didn't like seeing himself on screen. It made me cry when I watched the film. I weren't expecting that, he says, reflecting on the premiere. When we meet, he is joined by his childhood friend and fellow wordsmith and artist Toby Homewood, who also features in the documentary. There's plenty to talk about. Their upcoming projects, musical inspirations, class inequality in Thanet and beyond, gardening, the crisis of masculinity, and our broken health and care systems. But for Peter, a key message in the film and in his continuing work is to persuade people not to use heroin. All I'm trying to do is be a guide, he says. This documentary isn't to make me look good, you know. It's to make me look bad, sort of. But I wanted to show people that heroin addicts are actually just people who are struggling. Now 10 years clean, Peter wants his experience to provide hope for others. Being an anti-drugs advocate is what I am to my friends, he says. And I've had people be quite sick where life ain't going too well for them. And if they don't want to use, they come and see me asking questions. And I tell them that this is what happens if you do it that way. And getting clean can be done after a while. The film does bring hope at the end, but I'm battling now still. I've got to stay clean though. Otherwise I'm not letting me down. I'm letting people down who believe in me. Growing up in and out of the care system, Peter was fostered at the age of 11, and as an adult, was in and out of prison more times than he can count. That was my care plan, he says. A car accident left him with a permanent brain injury, and an addiction to painkillers became a gateway to heroin. Throughout it all, he had his voice, his words. Your voice is your weapon. It's absolutely the best weapon you've got in the world. He listened to Bob Marley, Bob Dylan, and Kenny Rogers growing up, taking note of their artistry and commentary on the world and injustices around them. When you slow down those words and listen to them, wow. It inspired Peter to do the same. I'm not talking about clothes or things that ain't important. I'm talking about serious things, he says. His way with words disarmed young tormentors when he was a child. I'd see kids getting bullied. I'd just sing them lyrics out my window and then the bullies would be like, oh yeah, give us some lyrics. And then that kid would stop getting bullied. Same thing when he was behind bars. You know, every time I went to prison, being friendly isn't something that's really cool in prison, but I owned it because I could rap. And people would ask me, oh, write me a poem, stuff like that. And spit me some bars. And I could do it, freestyle, anything. It kept the peace. And when more recently he arrived ticketless at Paddington Station on his way to Bristol, his talents charmed the ticket barrier staff too. I went, look, I'm a rapper. I'll sing you a song now. He went, go on then. And I sang it and he let me through. Now with an award-winning feature behind him, Peter is working with Toby on a film in the horror genre based on a true story, which tackles the issue of paedophilia. He'll also soon be releasing his album, Naughty to 40. Now 42 years old, Peter explains, all the years with the noughts I was in prison, basically. And I was being a bit naughty, so it just sort of like fitted. Having just started an MA in Fine Art at the Margate School, Toby is now working on a theatre pop-up, exploring how the media and society foregrounds our differences and ignores our similarities. Ideally testing it around here and then going for a fringe run, says Toby. So kind of a one-man show, and Peter's shown an interest in acting. When it comes to life in Ramsgate, things have changed since they were kids, notably the train connecting us to London in just over an hour. Newington and Ramsgate Town also feel more united than they remember. But as Toby says, Newington and all those who inhabit it will always be our people and will represent from that starting place, but with an aim to reveal the humanity within urbanity that bridges the divide between classes. Toby also reflects fondly on the burgeoning creative community within Thanet, which is becoming more important, but which comes at a cost. Obviously, there's been a lot of gentrification and it's pushing the poorer people out. He also talks about a lack of provision in the health services, which he says has an impact on the support he and Peter have. We're both surrounded by mental health issues and neurodiversity, and we do not have the security and comfort that the more fortunate of us do, he says. What comes next? Making more art which breaks the fourth wall and makes people think about their judgments. We have our goals, our dreams, our ideas, says Toby. Keen to mix different art forms, they're both diving into different music, visual, theatre and spoken word projects. As Peter says, if you've got a gift, go out and use it, you know. Go somewhere and get yourself heard. It's better to fight the system with actions and actually get things done. A State of Mind is available to watch on YouTube. For more on the Ramsgate International Film and TV Festival, visit ramsgateiftvfest.org. To follow Peter on Instagram, it's at Peter Germaine, G-E-R-M-A-I-N-E, 69. And to follow Toby, it's at poet_posts_th.